We have not been told that President Trump has now been tested. He plans a news conference about the outbreak at 3 p.m. Eastern after a meeting with lab company executives. The administration has been criticized for not having had more testing in place.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told Fox and Friends too much emphasis is being put on testing, while conceding it would be better if kits were more widely available.
But that should not prevent us from doing the things that would prevent you from getting infected.
Dr. Fauci stressed the need for social distancing to help stem the spread of the virus, including telework and avoiding large crowds and unnecessary travel.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. On Wall Street, stocks are up a bit after yesterday's biggest percentage Dow drop since 1987. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights. Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. While there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama, state and local officials are preparing their response. Montgomery City and county leaders will brief the public today on community readiness and preparations underway. Several local universities are now switching to online classes to help curb the spread of the virus. Troy University is offering online classes until April 6th. Auburn University and Auburn Montgomery are doing the same until April 10th. And Alabama lawmakers approved additional money for coronavirus testing and response to increase the number of people being screened for the rapidly spreading illness. The Alabama Senate approved a $5 million supplemental appropriation for the Alabama Department of Public Health. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon in the 11 o'clock hour, final hour of the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Sitting across the desk from me, like, what is social distancing? 3 feet?
Please, please.
Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group.
All right. Good to see you, Joey.
This has been fun, Bo. We got to do this more often.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Your employee.
I am an independent contractor, by the way.
He's still your boss. Eddie Bader.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what my name is to him.
Boss.
Boss. Hey, boss. That's exactly
there you
right.
Go. There you go. They've both been hanging out all show. We got some breaking news here coming up. Mayor just announced something. First, patiently waiting. Christy Kane is on the line.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, Christy.
Hey, Mr. Bo. How are you?
I'm good.
You enjoying radio life today?
I'm enjoying radio life.
Good. Well, I hate that I'm not there to join my work crew.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I'm in Birmingham, about to take Hardy in for a little physical therapy today. But I wanted to call and share some good news from yesterday from the State House. I know several followers or listeners have been following along, and our medical marijuana bill did pass out of the Senate yesterday.
Right. Excellent. Fantastic. Fantastic. I knew there was a bit of a delay, but it did pass last night.
Yes, it was last on the calendar for yesterday, and they managed to get to it, and then they tabled it for a little bit to take care of some other business, and then were able to come back and debate a little bit more and take a final vote. And it passed 22-10. So now we go on to the House. Where I expect our battle or our fight will be a little more difficult, but nothing that a little hope can't get us through.
That's there right.
Well, that's wonderful news.
And fantastic news. And anytime you want to come on these airwaves, Christy, and spread the word, and I'm more than happy to help. And for you, for Hardy, for those like y'all in your situation, so many folks who could benefit from this bill.
Yeah, well, thanks. And I'll be sure to keep you guys updated on the process as it moves through. They are on legislative break now for 2 weeks, so they are adjourned until, I believe, the 31st is when they come back. So,
for some reason, my wallet feels more secure now.
Is that right?
You're just telling me that. The anxiety fell from my shoulders.
Yeah. So it'll be quiet for a little bit, but as it gets started back up and we have, it'll go through committees and that sort of thing before it reaches the full House. So I'll be sure to keep you guys posted. But for anybody that wants to support it and has, information or stories to share, please, by all means, reach out to your House members and let them know what it means for you or for somebody that you may know and how important it could be for their lives. I know for Hardy, we would greatly appreciate it. So,
and
you can find out who your representatives are on the website. It's pretty easily accessible. So,
well, how is the Hardy man? I want to know how my boy Hardy is doing.
Hardy man is good. He is itching to get out of the car to go upstairs to see his tiger that is on the wall, that's painted on the wall. He loves to go up there and see the tiger. So. He's currently hollering at me to get out.
Well, I don't want to hold him back from his tiger. Christy, thank you for calling and giving us that news, and I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Take care, Christy.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
See you, Christy.
Y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, that's Christy Kane. We told her story, her son Hardy's story, I guess a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
That's great news to hear it pass the Senate.
It is. It's great news.
Thank you to all the senators who supported that. And move on to the House. And I'll be talking to folks I know in the House. I truly believe in this cause.
Me too.
I think this is something we can do. Allow people the freedom to make responsible choices for themselves.
Right.
You know, there are people that might make irresponsible choices, but I think this bill is pretty well crafted.
Very well.
It has gone through some changes that were, you know, some good input from folks had some concerns, so it went through some changes. I think this is the right thing to do for the state and for people like, in particular, Hardy.
Agreed.
As you said, Bo, Hardy boy, that, and she showed me those before and afters and what this has done for him. It's an incredible story, and I want that young boy, that kid, to have the best life possible.
That's right.
And if this can do it, let's not put any obstacles in their way.
Exactly right.
272-9228. We've got a lot of phones here, but real quick, breaking news. Officials in Montgomery County officials have announced the confirmed case of the coronavirus in Montgomery. That's one public announcement. I'm sure more will follow, of course, because this is infectious. It does spread pretty easily. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has announced that all City of Montgomery-sponsored events are now canceled. Saturday's half marathon. By the way, I went over to Infusion and Cryo.
Yeah.
Got frozen this morning. Shout out to the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori and Ryan Turner. And Lori was talking about going to the marathon tomorrow. Well, that has been canceled.
That half marathon?
The half marathon. Yeah. And the SLE rodeo has also been canceled.
And that's a big thing, man. And that's just it. I think we're going to have a lot of those cancellations out of caution. And hopefully most of them can be rescheduled, just like our BERT show.
Right. And then all travel for city employees has been suspended. And it also appears the next city council meeting has been canceled.
Well, I like the idea of city employees not driving around in city vehicles, burning city gas.
I might have worked a couple summers for Parks and Rec.
Exactly right, Joey.
What did they call it back then without giving any names? Windshield tie.
We had another name for it, but not as nice.
Yeah. Montgomery County Commissioner Rhonda Walker says Montgomery County offices will remain open, but residents are encouraged to use online services resources as much as possible. The Pike Road mayor has also announced the cancellation of events in the town of Pike Road. This is, I guess, Gordon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
All functions of the town of Pike Road will continue, but we ask that you try and reach out online or on the phone first, if possible. And so this is just basic common sense stuff.
I think so.
So we understand the cancellation of events. We kind of see this coming. First confirmed case here in Montgomery County. I'd imagine there will be more to follow here. Mm-hmm. Throughout the state as testing really gets going.
Yeah, especially I think as more tests get to arrive, I think that's a big thing,
right,
too.
Here, let's go to the phones, talk to somebody I haven't talked to on these airwaves in a while. Ronnie.
How we doing today, Joey?
Doing well, Ronnie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very well.
Well, I hope Jack's doing well. And and not to make rude, don't get me wrong, I hope Barron's doing well.
Likewise.
Because I've been calling in from the very start of this program.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's two confirmed cases in Montgomery.
Two.
One's at Jackson, and the other one's at Baptist. I don't know if it's east or south.
Now, I want to be clear, Ronnie. You're getting this through the grapevine and friends?
I'm getting this through a practitioner.
Okay. Well, I hear you, and I appreciate that, but we're going to wait till it's public. But I didn't dump you or anything.
Well, I'm telling you, you heard it first right here. Okay. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
All right.
And I'm glad that the legislature passed that bill.
Yes.
Now I ain't got to sit on the back porch. I can sit on the front porch.
Well, Ronnie, you might be a little disappointed because the bill doesn't allow for raw products, so to speak. But if you want a tincture or an oil or a nebulizer or
a gummy,
you can use those. But the medical marijuana bill just passed out of the Senate does not allow for leaf.
You can't roll it up and smoke it then?
No, sir.
No raw product at all.
So you can't get a grinder and grind them buds up.
No, you're going to have to flaunt the law still, sir.
Look here, man. Let me tell you something. I'm 69 years old, and I can tell you the problems that I don't have quicker than I can tell you the problems I do have.
Well, that's good.
In Montgomery County, you cannot get a doctor to write you a prescription for two aspirins. They just won't do it because you're long-term. They want to send you this pain management.
Right.
And that's a bunch of squat, I'll tell you right now, because they want to shoot you up with steroids in your back or your leg or your knee or your shoulder. And it's just a squat. But anyway, I ain't called in a long time, but I wanted to call in because this coronavirus and because that lady, Christy, called in about medical marijuana.
Yes, sir.
They need to pass that bill. Governor Ivey needs to sign it. And, like I said, I sit on the front porch then.
Well, Ronnie, I appreciate you calling. I hope you call again soon.
Take care, Ronnie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you, Ronnie.
272-9228. Clint, welcome to the program.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
You always seem surprised when I call.
I enjoy hearing you on the radio, Clint.
Well, you don't know
it's just the way
sense.
I say your name, Clint. Clint! It's like you're Joe Biden creeping up on me.
No, I hope I ain't that bad.
No, you're not. It's just...
Are you trying to label Clint?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Be
I
careful,
love
Clint. Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. What's I'm glad that young lady called in about the medical marijuana bill and your last caller. And I listened on WSFA last night. They already have 34 locations set up where you can get whatever they're going to have.
Right. You'll need a doctor, script. It'll be licensed dispensaries.
But you can't smoke.
It's for, it is for particular ailments. They list that in the bill.
Well, what's up with that? You can't smoke it.
Right. Well, they're trying to restrict. There are some medical marijuana laws across the country that allow to grow your own and these sorts of things. What they're trying to do is draw a distinction for a lot of people who have concerns, especially those in the law enforcement community, that you can clearly see this is medical licensed product, not just leaf, for instance, or buds, which would be hard to tell what's legal, what's illegal, these sorts of things. They want it to be clear that this is for medical purposes, right. So they have a
few
ways.
What form do you get it in?
I believe...
A tablet? A brownie?
No
major edibles. They will have gummies with particular kind of medleys of the different compounds. We'll have nebulizers, like an inhaler, tinctures, oils, I believe, and maybe tablet form, I believe, too.
Now, what would be the THC content?
I'd imagine that would differ, depending on the product.
Yeah, I think that differs on, exactly what your doctor's going to prescribe to you, yeah.
Well, that's what gives herb. What's good about herb is the THC.
As well as the cannabinoids.
Yeah, well, I've been taking CBD oil for the past 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, I know CBD oil helps a lot. I'll just be honest. I take it in the morning and night. It just helps me. I've been working out so much. It helps with kind of the regular pain and that comes with it, but also helps as a sleep aid. And I've been doing it for now a couple weeks, and I've noticed a big difference. I really enjoy it.
Well, I have bad arthritis in my hands and my feet, and it's gone. I don't have these attacks anymore.
Well, that's fantastic.
CPD.
That's fantastic.
It works for me, and I will continue. But, come on, guys. I just want to smoke a good joint now and then. What's wrong with that?
I hear you, Clint, but I think you and I can both agree that if we hold off that fight in order to help people like Hardy, I'm more than happy to hold off that fight to help somebody like Hardy. Yeah.
But hey, Christy, was that her name, Christy?
Christy, yes.
Christy Kane, yes.
Does she have a phone number? Maybe y'all can put out, or she can call back in and give it out?
No. What I would suggest, Clint, if you got somebody who has a computer, check out the Lenny's Law page, Carly's Law page. Christy is actually a pretty private person, but she's put herself more out there for the sake of her son in this instance. So I want to respect
her
privacy.
Yeah, I know. I've listened to her. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can, I think you can also look her up on Facebook.
Yeah.
But that's probably the best way to contact
him. Well, I can't. I have to depend on you guys. I don't have a computer. I'm not on the net. So I'm an old-timer. I don't do that.
Well, I'll just be your Facebook then, or something like that.
Joey's a good Facebook.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And have a great weekend.
You too, brother. You too.
272-9228, 272-9228. This is part of the program. They brought you the first hour, bringing you this part of the program, News and Views. Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 40% off on all videotape transfers to digital format for the month of March, but you got to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off at 279-6036. Dan Black Studios can also help you with website design, video editing, so maybe you have some raw video footage or photos. You want to put that into a nice presentation. They can do that for you at Dan Black Studios. They can also do video production from the ground up, whether training videos, TV commercials, anything to do with video services, whether restoration or production, Dan Black Studios has you covered. And he mentioned a great service. A lot of people are getting new vehicles these days that don't have CD players. Mm-hmm. So this is more the audio side, but say you have all these CDs in those old jewel cases. I still have mine, actually, from years ago.
Wow.
Back when I was riding around in that Honda Accord station wagon, my first vehicle.
Shaggin' wagon, maybe.
Yeah, well, some of my friends more called it the suppository. It had a very streamlined shape. But if you have a vehicle that doesn't have a CD player, but you want to preserve all the music on those CDs, Dan Black can take those CDs, put it on a thumb drive, format it to be compatible with your vehicle. This is just one of the many things they do over at Dan Black Studios. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener, especially to get that 40% off for the month of March on videotape transfers to digital format. More News and Views when we come back. I'm Joey Clark. Bo Goodson in the house. Eddie Bader in the house.
On my best behavior with my boss here.
You actually are behaving.
Yes, I am.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. And that is the number Jeff called. Hey, Jeff, you're on there. I'm Joey Clark, Bo Goodson, Eddie Bader. How you doing today?
How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, I can't complain for Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a first-time caller, and honestly, only been listening to you guys for about a month now. I took a job where I spend a lot of time in a vehicle, okay, and just decided that I would start tuning into radio stations. So, y'all are my main choice, and I really like what all of y'all do throughout the day. I can listen normally from about 7 to 3. But my main question in regards to, this medical marijuana bill.
Yes, sir.
Is, as far as where we go from here, where does it go next?
It goes to the House.
It goes to the House, right next.
So, as far as the chances of it being passed, is it going to be? I mean, I heard the lady calling earlier saying that, it might be a little tougher in the House as opposed to where it was just passed.
It will be. There's a bit more resistance. Yeah. It's a larger body, represents more aspects of the state. This is actually what happened last year, I believe. Mm-hmm. They passed a version of medical marijuana in the Senate, and the House turned it down. It's going to take convincing people. And one unfortunate thing that's happening here, the dynamic with this, Jeff, is in past years there have been medical marijuana laws that were not well-crafted.
Right.
And then also you have folks that are pushing for full removal of the prohibition on recreational marijuana, and they're not exactly always the most tactful about it, and they confuse people about what this current medical bill is.
Really muddies the water.
And I'm trying to make clear. I've been clear on these airwaves. I think prohibition in general on this substance has failed, but that's another conversation for another day. Right now, I'm laser focused on helping people like Hardy.
Exactly.
And so many others where cannabis could help them in a much less invasive way, less expensive. It would just be a better option for people.
Yeah.
So, in the event that it does get through the House, will the state issue what they do around the country, like medical marijuana cards?
No, it would be a cannabis. It would be a medical marijuana or cannabis commission set up, mm-hmm, and they would regulate the industry. I believe now it's 34 licensed,
yep,
dispensaries
throughout the state.
Throughout the state, yeah. And in order for you to go to those dispensaries and buy these items, you would have to get a script, I believe, from a doctor.
From a doctor. And it's still, I think, the toughest medical marijuana law in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, that people that are worried, oh, my God, we're going to turn the world into dope heads, this is the strictest medical marijuana law there is. It's made, it's crafted for people like Hardy.
Right.
And that's what we need to remember is the big picture. People like Hardy is who we're trying to help.
And I understand concerns people have, Jeff, because, there were, like, California, it became kind of a joke. You could easily get one of those cards. So they've done the work hearing the concerns of people here in Alabama that don't want to do this at all and really tried to move the ball here to say, hey, this really can't help folks. And one of the arguments I've made is that states that have moved this direction have started to innovate in ways that are effective for not only helping patients and helping people, but also tools for law enforcement.
Yeah.
And just better technology, better rules and regulations having to do you know, with work and liability, a lot of technical stuff. So there are other models out there, and I don't think we should have an obstacle in people's way if they're making a responsible choice to help themselves.
I agree.
Right, and I definitely agree as well. And, I mean, Joey, I'm your age, you know, so I'm not your typical, well, I mean, from what I've heard to this point, you know, your typical age caller.
Sure.
So just lastly, what I mainly want to ask is what could, you know, people our age do in order to help, you know, moving forward, I guess, sway this into, you know, the best interest of people by, you know, the woman that you're speaking of's child and things like that. I mean, is there anywhere we can go, or is there anything that we can do?
There are two Facebook pages, Carly's Law, Lenny's Law.
Yes.
They're providing pretty good information on what's going on with this bill. If you go to, I believe, the state legislature website, the Allison System, you can find the bill itself. And if you inform yourself on the bill, that's always wise if you're going to talk to people about it. Find out who your representative is in the state house and call them. And I always encourage folks, don't pick a fight. Don't be rude. That is not persuasive at all.
Right.
Just describe the story. I do not mind. This is a bit self-serving, but if you want to share the show we did with Christy a couple Fridays ago, it's on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was last Friday, a week ago. The first hour and the beginning of the second hour, telling her story and Hardy's story. And just sit down and hear people's concerns and kind of try to assuage that this is not what is happening in other states. It's not full-blown recreational marijuana. It's not even raw product for medical use. This is very streamlined, one of the strictest medical marijuana laws in the country. So if you just reach out to folks that may have concern and a little sway, especially those who will be voting on this, and tell them that it's about time we do this. And by the way, I appreciate you calling, especially you being around my age. What, if you don't mind me asking, you're in the car all the time. What do you do?
I work for a manufacturer and OEM supplier.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah,
good deal.
It's a Fortune 500 company, but you know, I felt like that this is, you know, it seems to be going in the right direction. I mean, it's unfortunate that the same thing happened, you know, however long ago, and it did, you know, it was, you know, voted against in the House. But, you know, that was kind of my main reason for calling. Because, I mean, if there's anything that people my age can do other than, you know, reaching out to our local senators and things like that, you know, I'd definitely spread that message, because I think that it is important for, you know, especially people like Christy and her child that could benefit, you know, so much from something like that. And knowing that like y'all keep saying, it's going to be one of the most regulated forms of, you know, of legalizing, you know, medical cannabis in a way, I don't see why that would just be, you know, why they would want to, you know, put something down like that again. But second time's the charm, right?
There you go.
So, Hope so, man.
We can just keep trying our level best.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate
y'all
taking my call.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for listening, and hope to hear back from you. Appreciate it, man.
Take care, bud.
Bye.
272-9228, 272-9228. I'll look at the time. We got to hit another break here. So you have friends that are, you know, saying, oh, poor little Joey, having to work a 9-hour shift.
Well, Joey, I mean, I'm from a factory life where, I'll be honest with you, a 24-hour day is not all that uncommon.
So that's where you got that broad back.
That's exactly right. Weak mind, strong back. But, yeah, some of my old buddies have kind of let me know, Joey's doing a little crying over there because he's got to sit in a chair for 9 hours and talk to people that want to talk to him. And when you go home, you're not dirty. You know, you're not going to get cut here at work. You might get a paper cut, my bad. I didn't think about that. But, you know, and you're driving down the road in your little convertible BMW and your private school life. Joey, you're living quite the good life compared to most people your age.
Indeed I am.
Almost a little soft. And so I'm glad you're hitting the gym.
Do you have calluses on your hands?
Yeah, but for a completely different reason than you.
We got to hit a break. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Joey Clark, Bogus, and Eddie Bader after this.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet inviting you to our winter sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit and half off any pet pad. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Save thousands during our winter sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Schedule your free pre-measurement today by calling 285-8117 or see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights.
Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. In-house with me, Joey Clark, is Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader also on the team.
Yes, sir. I've got something interesting I'm going to pull out of Bo's past to make him talk about for a second.
Oh.
You know, Bo used to be a rock and roller.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bo has opened up for bands like Chicago before Chicago was Chicago.
Really? Yes. What's your instrument of choice?
Then it was drums.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're a multi-instrumentalist,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is. What was the name of that band you had, Bo?
The Mothers.
That's awesome. I love that name.
Love it, man.
That is fantastic.
I want to bring back the Mothers.
The Mothers. I like that a lot.
I saw somebody sent me an article on eBay, my song that I recorded when I was 19 years old, is reselling the 45s or selling for $200 a pop.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, kind of interesting. It was Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
Yeah, that
That's
was
the
song.
Of the song.
That was
the song. Do you think I could find it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to come back into that. I like that. I'm going to play that.
The Mothers.
The Mothers, man. Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
Yeah. Now, what year was this, Bo, when the Mothers was strong?
In the 60s, what was interesting was we played this big event in Peoria, Illinois, this big ballroom, gorgeous ballroom, two bands. So we were the first band, and we did Sam and Dave, Temptations,
yeah.
Did all the steps, horns, all that kind of stuff. So we did our little gig, and then we got down, and the other group, who we didn't know, came down dressed as Dr. Pepper, right when that, not Dr. Pepper, Sergeant Pepper.
Lonely Pepper, yeah, yeah. Lonely Heart.
Lonely band. Hearts. And they all dressed like the Beatles and came down and did the whole album from front to cover.
Wow.
Exactly like they did it. What I didn't know is those four guys were Chicago, but they were called the Predictors then.
Wow.
And they were awesome. We didn't want to go back up on stage after they performed.
Right. How are you going to follow that?
How do you follow that up?
That's awesome. Yeah.
So would they ask you, pack up my drums there, boy?
Yeah, they wanted to. The roadies didn't show up. They wanted me to unpack drums. So I said, unpack your own drums, bud.
Let's go to the phones here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, yeah, Randall.
Man, Randall, how you doing?
Hey. And the other day on Gray's show, somebody called in that had that played, and he actually was running for office. Man, it's the one that has the, not the trumpet, but he was playing something.
Bob Rogers. Yeah, Bob. Wow, listen to that
trombone. Yeah. Yeah, he called in and saying that I think he played, maybe, I don't know, they were talking about the Dependent Shock, the same stuff goes, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? We wouldn't be having to worry about if we had Chromebooks.
What's that?
We wouldn't have to worry about this. The kids could go home as long as they wanted to, and they could still do schoolwork. It's Friday, I want to be light, but I just want to say that Dable High School up in Tallapoosa, I mean, they actually sent their kids home with theirs Tuesday and whatever day they had the ACT.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else in that school, they shut the whole thing down, gave them kids no bells on. They were the only ones in the lunchroom, the only ones taking tests. The rest of the kids were at home on a Chromebook.
factor.
Well, I mean, Randall, for folks who don't know, you're a big believer in using technology in the classroom, especially for kids, and that way you have situations like this. They could do schoolwork from home.
Yeah, and when all this was going on, the first thought ran through my mind was Randall was way ahead of the curve because he's been preaching this for how long?
Well, I don't know if I'm ahead of the curve. We're way behind. I mean, look at Nikola Tesla, what he did in 1800.
Ahead of the curve compared to what?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so far behind. I mean, I'm past the land. I'm kicking, though. I'm trying to get there. But I just, and it connects everybody back together. You know what I mean? It puts the parent back in that, even if she's at work. You know what I mean? Because the app would be on her phone. I mean, it puts the teacher and the parent and the student back together. And we saw 90% of what everybody calls in about right there. I mean, right off the bat. But anyhow, I just want to throw that down. Mr. Bo, you both. Yes, right. That's wrong, Bo. Have you ever thought about running for office, though? Because I've seen a name. I always thought about you.
I would love, Randall, I would love to see Bo Goodson run for office. But unfortunately, I know Bo Goodson well enough to know that he's been in the business a long time, and while most people would love him to death, I think some other people like myself would just enjoy seeing him up on the stage, running into people that he's seen in the past. I think Bo would be great. The only problem is he's got too big a heart.
I'm not trying to send him to the woods. I'm trying to bring that hand where the heart is needed. It's like a county commissioner. I don't know if you improv. I just see your name sometimes. I ain't know if you're improv for you stay in Montgomery. But, I mean, man, with the man that goes by the lines like you do and reads in between the lines and got a heart like that, man, we're falling apart down here. And we need people like you.
I appreciate it. I have considered that, actually, in the past. Sure have.
Well, you have had some,
Randall, appreciate the call.
Somewhat political office in the real estate world. You've been the Mars board, Montgomery Area Real Estate,
right?
Our little board, and I believe you've been HOA kind of guy before too, haven't you?
Right.
And how did that go, Bo? How was your run at an HOA president?
Well, I was the vice president. I said I didn't want to be the president of when I lived in Woodmere. The funniest thing was when Red Blunt decided to close the Woodmere access to Blunt Park, and I called my friend Kim Hendricks over at Channel 12.
That's my aunt, by the way.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. What a great aunt.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
So I said, Kim, I got a story for you. I'll meet somebody, some video guy out at the Shakespeare. So we did a spot out there, and they said, well, what is Woodmere going to do? Oh, we're going to sue Mr. Blunt. And all of a sudden, all the phone calls came. And really, the design of the park was one that we put forward to them some months before. The Vaughn Road entrance and all that kind of stuff was stuff that actually homeowner associations had recommended. And we were glad that they did that. But they were about to close the Woodmere side entrance to Shakespeare when they first started.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, always you can run to the local media and be like, hey.
Bo Goodson knows. Bo knows.
Yeah, so. And I guess it runs in the family, yeah. Kim is my mom's younger brother. It's his wife.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott.
Yeah,
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Great guy. Yeah.
I'm not going to give out the last name because everybody knows. Everybody knows, you know. And he definitely married up. I'm just saying that with respect, Uncle.
Guy who married up? I appreciate that.
Well, Kim is, she does great things at Fraser. She's a super person, and she's done great things over there in media and helping folks there.
Yeah, I come from a good family. I have to remember that. Can't take that for granted. Though I joke on air, when I really think back, I come from hog farmers in Andalusia and the ghettos of Newark, New Jersey. Now, that's a good mix.
That is,
buddy.
A good mix.
A bunch of Polish folks up there in New Jersey.
Right.
But we got to hit another break here. You know, earlier we were joking about the calluses on my hands,
yes.
But they're real. They're real.
Whatever, Joey.
It
looked like a wart.
No, you can feel it.
I need to feel your hand, Joey.
We shouldn't.
Yeah.
No,
I'm trying to keep my social distance. That's right.
Right. But, I've been working out Express Fitness 24/7 now for a little over a year now.
Well.
And it's...
You're looking good. And Bo hadn't seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So when he saw you this morning, he kind of looked over at me and he said, Joey is buffing up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Bulking up.
I enjoy it. It feels nice to look better in the mirror, but it is also kind of a a discipline thing. It's exactly. like a daily yeah. routine. I've been off my routine with these 9 hour days.
Here we go.
But I needed a break. I really did. But I'll get back in the swing of things next week. And I'm going to the Harrison Road location for Express Fitness 24/7, 3331 Harrison Road, the old Hogan's Gym location.
Yeah.
They combine gyms. Alex, the owner, bought the place, and they're doing great things over there. I work out with him. I mostly use the free weights, so the barbells and the dumbbells and all the sort of bodyweight exercises, pull-ups and whatnot. But they also have plate-loaded weight machines. They have cable weight machines.
Wow.
Rooms full of cardio equipment, whether treadmills, elliptical, the arc trainer, row machines, all sorts of stuff.
Now, if somebody like me were to go in there, Joey, do they have a trainer that I could use?
There are many trainers on staff.
Good.
That is an additional charge that you work out with a trainer, personally.
I would rather do that than strain myself the first day.
Right.
I'd rather have somebody that knows what they're doing kind of helping me out along the way.
Yeah, but once you become a member at the gym, it's a one-time sign-up fee and then a low month-to-month rate. No long-term contracts. So you're not locked in for 6 months or a year. And yes, there are trainers on staff for additional fees, but you work that out with them. And when you become a member at Express Fitness 24/7, you don't have to go to the Harrison Road. There are locations all over the river region. So go to expressfitness24.com to find out what location works best for you. And if you do stop by, be sure to tell them that softy. Old soft Joey can't stand working a 9 hour day. He's the one who sent you.
He's not soft anymore.
Yeah. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
People say. Welcome back. Closing moments here of News and Views. It's been absolutely a blast, Bo. Bo Goodson here in the house.
Same here.
Alongside Eddie Bader as well. And folks, y'all check out the Goodson Group online, thegoodsongroup.com. And that number is 551-0225. You know, help buy, sell a place, or manage property.
Real estate school.
Yeah, I mean, 40 years of experience on your end, and you've assembled a great team.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So it really has.
Y'all check out the Goodson Group, and be sure to tell them that you heard Bo here on News and Views talking about the mothers.
I do have one little tiny announcement. I had was telling Eddie off air. I have five new rentals coming up Del Rado, and it's a real popular area. And these are patio. I have a four-bedroom, too, but have four, either two or three bedroom patio homes real close to Del Rey School coming up in the next couple days.
Okay, very good. That's the neighborhood I grew up in. We lived on Johnstown Drive.
Johnstown, yeah.
Built a place there.
Bo, you sold a few houses on Johnstown, have you?
A few I have, yes.
Yeah, I drove by there a couple of years ago. I went, that's a lot smaller than I remember.
You know, it's always the same way. I went to my neighborhood where I grew up as a kid, what I thought was just miles.
Right.
It's like two streets, right. You know?
Exactly.
Well, Del Rey used to be a separate city.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. I did not know that.
And the city was right there on Del Rey Road, the little city hall thing. Yeah.
We need Jack on times like this because him and Bo, I mean, you and I could just sit back and just listen and enjoy and learn.
Yeah, next time you're here, we got to have Jack Campbell in
okay.
studio.
Okay, love it.
That'd be a lot of fun. Let's see. This is News and Views. You're on there. Who's this? Hello,
caller. Are you there?
3, 2, 1, and there goes your chance. John DeVoe.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I watched that press conference with the Rhonda Walker and the mayor and Mayor Reed and Mayor Stone.
Yeah.
And I just felt like also that they should have had Dr. Ann War Moore and Dr. Terry Roller from the Board of Education and Claire Wheel to, you know, talk about it from that perspective as far as, you know, what the school system is doing to address the issue as well. And I wonder how